Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined as always by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how you doing today?
Moved your camera down so I can see your guns. Look at those muscles. Nice. Have you been working out, Chris? Look at those hunky, hunky muscles.
I've been lifting various things into the studio. I very stupidly got a fridge for the studio the other day. And for some reason, I ordered it to my apartment and I was going to put it in the car. This is a true story. I went to put the fridge in the car and it turned out I'd left the lights on overnight and the car battery was dead. I couldn't get in the car. I wanted to kill someone. And so I had to carry the fridge. And, you know, the 10-minute walk to the studio took like an hour because I was carrying this fridge and it was so heavy. I mean, it's a fridge, for God's sake. It's not like a mini fridge, an actual fridge. Carrying it through Sendai, 34 degrees Celsius, people looking at me like I'm a maniac, sweat dripping. It was like Man of Steel competition or whatever the hell they call it.
Atlas, Iron Man, like a big Atlas stone, but it's a smeg.
It's like that, yeah. But it's a smeg. And so that's why my muscles look good.
Well, look, it works for me.
I'm an idiot.
Works for me, mate. Works for me. I'm enjoying it. I'm drinking the pythons in.
But I just felt so embarrassed. I had to get this guy to come and bloody put the, you know, charge the battery on the car, give it the jump.
Right.
And I just looked like such a twat. But, you know, he's seen it all before, someone leaving their lights on. I was shooting in the car video the other day and I put the overhead lights on above me to illuminate the interior a little bit.
Mm.
And then I left them on. And don't do that. Easily done.
Does it really? So, like, one light that's on for like a day, that just kind of absolutely drains the battery. Just one light, that's all it takes.
I know, right? It was on for 2 days and then it was, and then the car was done.
LEDs as well?
Suck. Yeah, I don't know really. I don't know why it was so bad. Mm. It's a pretty small light, but there you go. So embarrassing stuff and I paid the price. So I learned a valuable lesson though, not to do that again,
yeah,
especially on the day I order a fridge next time. But the studio's taking shape. It's got a fridge. It's filled with cheese, and I had Natsuki come over the other day, and he was astonished that there's now like a room to film in. He was so happy. He danced in front of the projector. You can see that video on Twitter and Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, of Natsuki dancing, having a whale of a time. Yeah, it's great. Cheesy fridge.
Because usually creators, when they get their own studio and they get their own little mini fridge, they fill it full of energy drink. But at the moment, it's like you've filled yours full of fromage, rare fromages.
It's filled with French camembert, cheddar cheese, and a six pack of Heineken, and that's the leftovers of two nights ago when Natsuki came to visit. Heineken's good, isn't
delicious.
It? I love Heineken. Can't go wrong with Heineken. But look,
it's a solid choice.
On the most recent episodes of the Abroad Japan podcast, Pete Donaldson ate chocolate granola and talked about his ASMR obsession with hair combs and women touching hair combs.
Sexy.
And I've got ASMR this week because look.
Oh, what's that?
It's not
that chicken or mango or butter?
Or mango? It's mango.
I don't know what it is. Is it mango? Yeah, you love a bit of mango.
You can tell from the audio that it's mangoes, right? Just the bang. Mm. Like.
I mean, you realise that this isn't like Japanese, Japan specific. I mean, we do have dried mangoes where we are. Yeah, I mean, what? I'm looking at it. It's just dried mangoes. And I mean, Chris is just eating mango on the show now. You know, I can get away with a sneaky little bit of granola here and there, but Chris has decided to just jam a couple of slices of mango into his kite.
It's good though, isn't it?
It is pretty good. Do you want me to do this? Should I do the story? Shall I do the story, Chris?
Go on then. I'll eat
Chris
the mangoes.
Chris and
Aberdeen. I'll eat the mangoes. You do the story. Good luck. I believe
it. Is your mango quite healthy? Because you're looking at the back quizzically, looking at the nutritional
information. It tastes great, but it's drenched in sugar, so I suspect far from healthy.
Not ideal. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a message from Chris from Aberdeen. He says, "Hi, Chris and Pete. I'm a long-time listener. I'm a first-time faxer from Scotland, Aberdeen. I've heard many stories from this podcast of people being worried or concerned about being tattooed as a tourist in Japan. So I thought I'd share an experience from my very first trip to Tokyo back in 2014. I was about 3 days away from flying home, and at the time I remember feeling a little homesick and lonely as a solo traveller. I'd sadly had a few negative experiences of people pointing at me on the street and a few remarks in bars as I'm heavily tattooed, usually from older men. It could just be that you're Scottish, Chris. I mean, my mate from Aberdeen in Scotland, he gets the same, to be quite frank, down in London. Something I would normally shake off, but it added to how I was feeling at the time, and I don't wish to be insensitive to anyone's culture, knowing tattoos are a bit taboo. I decided to go on a nighttime walk towards Tokyo Skytree to get some pictures during the night views, as one of the last things I was yet to tick off my tourist spots list. I had reached my destination of Tokyo Skytree, and I enjoyed the views of Tokyo until it became incredibly busy with tourists, locals, and elderly Japanese tourists that all seemed to come in on coach tours, I presume from other parts of Japan. I decided to make my way back down the tower and head home for an early night to get up early and make the most of the time I had remaining on my trip. I patiently waited as lines started to form for elevators going down, when I was suddenly directed to my elevator by a white-gloved guard. I was first in, and before I knew it, the elderly Japanese coach tourist followed behind, filling it up. It was a warm night, and I was in a T-shirt, as my pasty Scottish body cannot handle humidity at all. I decided to hold my arms behind my back, hiding my tattooed arms, so as to not to make anyone around me uncomfortable sharing the trip down to the ground floor with me. The doors closed, everyone politely faced forward, minding their own business, when suddenly I felt two hands grasp around my right arm. To my complete surprise, a small elderly woman pulled my arm out from behind my back and started running her finger down my arm in examination of the colours and line work decorating my arm. In broken English, she said, "Beautiful," which made me breathe a sigh of relief. At this point, many of our elderly friends were now looking at our way, and before I knew it, I was being pulled around the already cramped elevator, being shown off to everyone, with their husbands looking on, giggling and rolling their eyes. I then decided to pull up my T-shirt sleeve of my left arm, where I have a portrait of my grandmother from when she was young. I pointed to this and said, "Grandamunda," which resulted in the elevator echoing the sounds of these older women saying, "Oba-chan, sugoi," and a chorus of, "Eh?" We then come to a stop, exited the elevator, and they hurried onto their tour coach, waving me goodbye with huge smiles on their faces, which, needless to say, warmed my heart, made my day, and snapped me right out of my mindset of those last few days of my trip. I've since been extremely lucky to have visited on multiple trips since then, and never had any worries with anyone or concern for my heavily tattooed appearance. Thanks for all that you do, Chris and Pete. Please keep it up. All the best, Chris from Aberdeen. Very enjoyable. Enchanting some old ladies with a tattooed visage, a tattooed reproduction of a grandma. Enjoyable.
Subarashi this now.
Super Rashi, doesn't
it? That's nice. What a lovely story.
I just like the fact that, you know, people do have worries. They do have concerns about their tattoos. And obviously, Chris was feeling a little bit isolated as he was heading downstairs from the top of the Tokyo Skytree. But then, you know, the old lady just did a bit of molestings, did a bit of strokings.
Well, it's those kind of encounters that define a trip, isn't it?
Yes,
I must say, like,
certainly
that's what defines a good trip for me. Like traveling in general, it's the mango is good. It's the people you meet along the way. It's those weird encounters. It's the people that offer you biscuits in a field. It's the women that exclaim at your tattoos and go, "Eh." It's those things that matter.
Yeah,
meeting those people. Love it. That's beautiful. I on a completely unrelated note, my good friend Chucky messaged me earlier today. You remember Chucky, right? From the Sapporo trip from last year.
She was down in London briefly. Went for a quick drink with her and her fiancé. Lovely bloke. Lovely woman.
Wonderful,
fantastic.
Yeah.
She got
Jack
very drunk on one drink. Attend.
Poor old Jackie. She's awesome. She's got a great channel as well. Just simply called Jackie, I think. But
Jackie in England, I think.
Yeah, she messaged me with a video showing some idol girls dancing, trying to promote taking vaccines. You know, in Japan, they've got mascots for everything. Now they've got an idol group to try and promote bloody vaccines. I'll see if I can find the video, but can't say I was surprised. Japan's not had a good week with vaccines. A lot of the Moderna, two or three batches of Moderna vaccines turned out to be contaminated. They looked in the vial of the vaccine. They saw something floating in it, like a black speck. A scorpion. It's like a shot. It's Okinawan sake. But there was something floating in the vaccine, so they had to recall, I think, something like a million vaccines or something ridiculous. Yeah. Three batches. And I've had quite a few friends that I know who were getting vaccinated this week that caused a panic. And one good friend, unfortunately, didn't get his vaccine because his batch was, I think, contaminated. So bumpy week. But don't worry, some idol girls dancing around, that'll definitely encourage people. I'm looking at it now. There's five girls dressed up like cheerleaders on this TV screen. And it says, let's go, minna de wakachin. Let's get wakachin. Vaccine, everyone. Yeah, vaccine let's in Japanese vaccine. Is wakachin.
Ah, wakachin.
Which I always find just sounds a bit comedic. I just picture someone getting punched in the chin. Wakachin.
Yeah. Wackachin. Yeah, definitely. I think, you've got to remember, with all of these kind of like, you know, I had that Indian batch that wasn't ratified for European consumption, so to speak. I'm looking at it now. You show me the video of the lasses dancing around. They're dressed as kind of like Hey Mickey cheerleaders, and they're cheerleading the charge for the Wackachin vaccine, which is very exciting indeed.
Oh, good God.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
it's a big rollout. You're going to get problems when it comes to, batches. This is the biggest rollout of vaccines in the world ever. So, look, if there's a couple of vials that have got black stuff floating in it, just break through that permafrost and get that muck in your arms. That's what I say.
Absolutely. And on a slightly more positive note, do you remember, I think last week we talked about Natsuki on Cameo? Well, we launched it, Pete. It's done. He's now on Cameo.
He's there.
He's had like 100 people sending videos and he's just been so overwhelmed. So he came over the other day, as I mentioned, to the studio and we got his Cameo up and running.
Right.
And he's pretty good at it though. He's great. Like people say it's my cat. We got one of them, it was a dog's birthday, a dog. a couple wanted to celebrate their dog. I think they're from Essex as well. And they said in their message they're from a town near you. But Sanatsuki sent their dog a happy birthday and they're very happy from what I understand. Aww. But it's going well.
Horrible.
It's going well. Natsuki on Cameo. Check him out, ladies and gentlemen. Although I think he got so overwhelmed, he's put it on hold temporarily because he's just a bit overwhelmed. Yeah. It's great, though. It's a great start. Who knows? Maybe this could be a new business for Natsuki. Well, not so good news front. A visually impaired Paralympian was hit by a self-driving bus this week in Tokyo. Toyota's currently trying to roll out automatic autonomous shuttle buses, and it's been going quite well. But unfortunately, one of them did hit an Olympian, said to be Japanese judo athlete Aramitsu Kitazono. The 30-year-old fell and will need 2 weeks to recover from his injuries after being treated at the village clinic. But the bus banged into him, apparently. What's strange, though, is there were two people on the bus to sort of keep an eye on it, two supervisors. So it's autonomous, but it still, you know, needs someone watching it. And they noticed the athlete, but they thought he would stop walking as the bus was approaching. But then
didn't
the
realize
bus didn't.
Impaired.
Well, yeah, but the bus did stop. But then the operators pressed the start button as they did not think he would walk out onto the road. So it actually sounds more like human error than the self-driving bus, which did stop. So,
yeah.
Long story short,
I agree.
Long live the autonomous shuttle bus. It's pretty
not
exciting.
Not ideal, eh? Yeah, I mean, you think that the safeguards are kind of... what makes you laugh is like the humans are always behind it. Like I'll use a sporting analogy of like VAR, the video assistant referee. Everyone was sort of very excited about the possibilities of, you know, there never being ever a mistake being made in football again. And of course, you can only go so far down the bloody line, and there's always a human in the link somewhere, and that's the weak link because humans are fallible. So maybe we just need to sort of understand that, celebrate that, and let's not run over Paralympians. That's what I would say.
The values of Pete Donaldson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Don't run over Paralympians. I think it's exciting. I do think it'll be good for the world to have autonomous transport. I mean, when I came back to the UK a few years ago, I rented a really nice car because the one time I drive a nice car is when I come back to the UK. It kind of heightens the excitement of driving like an Audi or a BMW or something. And also, it's very cheap. Sixth rent a car, very cheap. But I rented an Audi, and it had some sort of inbuilt system that would brake for me. So I was coming up close to a car at one point, and my driving wasn't that good that day. But the car took over and came to a stop on my behalf. And at first, it was a bit jarring. I thought the car had just broken. But after it happened a few times, I was like, wow, it's actually better than I am. So I'm all for autonomous transport. I think it could be a big deal.
In this situation, I'm not, Chris, because it sounds very much like you were going, what's that? I'm going to test this out. I'm going to run, try and run a pedestrian over. I'm going to go really
deliberate.
Fast into this. Oh,
it wasn't deliberate. I did do something very stupid, though. When I come back, I rent these cars. And it's not that much. I think it was like £30 to rent like a BMW for a day, which, like 5,000 yen, $50. Not that bad. And so I rent these really nice cars. And I rented a Mercedes. So I wanted to just try and – I just want to try and drive every car I can when I come back. So I rented a Mercedes for like 2 or 3 days. And I'd been in it for 10 minutes. I got on the motorway, tapped the accelerator, and I got pulled over for speeding for the first time in my life in the UK.
What are you doing, mate?
And the police officer came over, and I remember just laughing. Because I was like, it's ironic. I've only had this car 10 minutes. And he was like, it's not funny. Give me a license.
It's not funny. I don't care. You're still getting in big trouble, buddy.
Big mistake. But
big mistake.
Don't underestimate the power of the Mercedes. Good God.
No. Yeah. Just don't try and run people over is my only advice as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Values of the Braun Japan podcast. We'll be back in a moment with the fax machine, your messages.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan. It's transfer deadline day. Ashwood City are drifting under manager Sven-Göran Eriksson, and chief executive Patrick Nolan is willing to do whatever it takes to turn things round.
Oh, look, it's just for a season or two, you know. We get them really cheap, you know, 10% of what they're worth in some cases, and I mean, the sponsors it would attract as well as the cachet.
Patrick Nolan, MBE, stop talking. This is a fucking Tevez and Mascherano player heist, pal.
In the award-winning football mockumentary, The Offensive, the thick of it meets the Premier League, and things are about to reach breaking point in the boardroom.
That's the rules, Woody.
Oh, so now we like the rules, do we?
Woody, you can't just move a piece and make up how to play.
Well, you don't get to tell me what I can and can't do.
No, move that back.
Fucking get off. Don't touch my pieces. You're cheating.
What, you're cheating.
Cheating. That's
oh
an invasion
God,
of
I'm
my pieces,
cheating.
That.
You're
Stop
cheating.
Fingering my bishop. You
oh
don't know what he's
God.
Mean.
It's not... Oh...
Start your Ashwood City journey and listen to The Offensive wherever you get your podcasts.
The Offensive is a Stack production.
And we're back. What do we got this week, Mr. Dawson, in the fax machine?
We got a fax from Matt. Hey, Matt. Hey, Chris and Pete. My question is regarding what the camping laws are like in Japan. Are you able to camp anywhere in Japanese forests, or are there specific designated sites that you have to reserve? Are there any public lands in Japan like there are here in the US national parks? Thanks so much, Matt. Chris, can you just sort of like plonk yourself down in the middle of nowhere in a tent? There must be rules, surely. The Japanese love a rule.
Oh, I feel like it's more difficult here than it is in other countries. I really have no knowledge of this sector, though. I've never done camping in Japan. I was talking to a friend the other day. I realised I haven't gone camping since I was like 17 or 18. So yeah. Like half a lifetime ago. I've forgotten what it's like. The sort of thrill of waking up in a sleeping bag in a tent on a cold winter's morning.
I forgot what that feels like. I cannot do it anymore. I've not been in a tent since a festival in like 10... No, God, 15 years ago, I cannot do the camping thing. Maybe I'll go back to it as an older man, but I just cannot handle. I'd rather just drive and just sleep in my car, to be quite frank.
I don't know. It just feels like a lot of effort. I would rather sleep in a cheap hotel, to be honest, and have the warmth of a wonderful shower. But no, I do know Tokyo Lens Norm. I did a few videos on that subject. So go and check his videos out. He did do some camping. I can't say I'm going to be doing camping anytime soon. What I might do is rent a camper van and go traveling and, you know, drive around a little bit and experience the thrills of a camper van. So that might happen. But yeah, I do think there are plenty of places you can go camping. So don't worry.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as difficult as you think to do that. We got one here from Josh, Mickey and Max. This is, hi guys, my name's Josh. I'm a New Zealander living in Hyogo, Japan with my wife and son. Over the weekend, we stopped at a convenience store and a little van pulled up next to us. Man driving had a little poodle on his lap and was feeding his very excited dog a packet of Koolish. What? What? It was a hot day and the dog seemed to be loving it. I think it was the standard vanilla flavour. Have you ever had any unusual pet sightings in Japan? From Josh, Mickey and Max. There you go, Pete. Finally, someone who appreciates Koolish as much as you do. A poodle dog.
A dog. Dogs could be the mascot. Love Koolish. Ice cream. Dogs, I mean, if you've ever, I think ice creams in moderation are okay for dogs. But yeah, if you ever sort of feed ice cream, they love the sensation of the coldness and the creaminess of the milk. And oh man, I want ice cream now. I want a Koolish.
Bet you
crying
do.
Out loud.
I bet you bloody do. I mean, I've had like three unusual sightings. Number one, perhaps the least weird, was just I saw someone, some guy walking their cat on a leash. People do that here. They take their cat for a walk, which I've never seen in the UK, and I think would be considered to be a little bit weird. I've also seen a guy
sort of see people with like cats on their head, or but they're very much sort of saying, "Look at me, look at what I'm doing." I remember going to a mate's wedding in New York, and it was my first trip to America ever. Flew over there. You know, but did the usual stuff, Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, all that stuff. And then 30 Rock. And then I saw a man with a cat on his head. And he, and I was like, wow, that is the thing that I'm, that I'll remember more, you know, over the top of everything else. Just a man with a cat on his head. He knows.
Well, I did see that guy pushing a cat, pushing a pram, sorry, or a stroller. Stuff full of cats. There was about two dozen cats in it.
Wow.
Through Harajuku, the cat pram man that's in the cat pram documentary, man. Cat Nation. very surreal. Don't really know why he does it. But I also saw a man walking a tortoise, his pet tortoise, which has a nappy on, that he walks through the park at Hirosaki in Aomori. Also saw a guy in Akihabara walking his pet duck around on a leash. just stomping around. Yeah. Oh, there's lots of interesting
lots of
animal
stuff going on.
Goings on. Yeah. You're going to see something weird, trust me, when it comes to animals when you come to Japan. We got one in from Nick. Over to you, Mr. Dawson.
Hello, Nick. Hi, Chris and Pete. What are some of the places you've been to where companies in other countries would normally rip you off once you've passed through the gates, but not in Japan? Did they charge an arm and a leg for popcorn at the movie theatres? How about theme parks? Keep the great work, guys. And Nick, I can't think of anything, to be honest. Like, I mean, everything's a rip-off everywhere, but I would say that most Japanese kind of places, I would sort of use the robot restaurant as a very good example, where you get food in there, your fried chicken and your popcorn and your booze and stuff like that. Yeah, but it's terrible, but it's actually quite affordable food. You know, they don't, because they know that you're a sitting duck, you know, that they can sort of just sell you what you want. I think that's quite rare. That the food isn't absolutely astronomical, the food and the drink. But then again, you do get like quite aggressive cover charges on some smaller bars as well.
That's true. I think I do think Japanese restaurants, dining out is a lot cheaper here than it is like in the UK or the US because there's no tipping, right? So that's a good example of that, I guess. No tips to pay. But it can go the other way. Like there's some parks often charge you, like Shinjuku Park, which is a really beautiful park in the middle of Shinjuku. You've got to pay to go in, though, which feels a little bit cheeky. You don't have to pay for Harajuku. Sorry, you don't have to pay for
Yoyogi
Park. You don't have to pay for that one. Although, do you remember the guy who didn't charge foreigners to come in Shinjuku Park? You remember?
Yes.
There was a ticket booth guy, and he claimed he was so scared of foreigners that he never charged them when they came to the park. And they worked out that it cost Shinjuku Park losses of around... Is it like $200,000 or something?
Yeah, he had to. I think he lost his pension over.
He lost his pension.
Very sad. Very sad.
So there you go. If you're a foreigner, you can intimidate the staff and get into Shinjuku Park for free,
if you want.
Or you used to be able to in the good old days.
Yeah, good old days. Something to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. But no, I think for the most part, Japan does sort of equal out to the UK and to the US. Public transport, pretty pricey as well here, unfortunately, especially bullet trains. Pretty pricey. But keep the stories, questions, comments coming into abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back in the next few days to do it all over again. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you once again right here on the Abroad in Japan podcast. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Abroad in Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.